那么今早上我们继续这个彼得后书这个信息。
This morning we will continue the message from 2 Peter.
我们打开圣经彼得后书第二章第十节下半节到十六节。
Let's turn to our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10, the second half to verse 16.
彼得后书第二章第十节的后半句他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知惧怕，就是天子虽然力量全能更大，还不用毁谤的话在主面前告他们。但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，以被抓拿宰杀的，他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏，行得不义就得了不义的工价。这些人喜爱白昼厌乐，他们已被玷污又有瑕疵，正与你们一同作戏，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。他们满眼是淫事，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，甚至被咒诅的种类。他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比尔的之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，他却为自己过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴与人猿拦阻先知的谎。
Daring self-wealth, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties. Whereas angels who are greater in might and power do not bring a reviling judgment against them before the Lord.But these, like unreasoning animals born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you.Having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he received a rebuke for his own transgression, for a mute donkey, speaking with the voice of a man, restrained in the madness of the prophet.
我上个星期前我谈到这个假教师的特征。
Three weeks ago, I talked about the characteristics of false teachers.
那么根据彼得后书第二章第一节到第四节，彼得说假教师的特征一共有四点。
And according to Second Peter 2:1-4, it spoke of four characteristics of a false teacher.
然后第一，假教师的特征就是欺骗人。
First, they deceive people.
那么第二，他们否认主。
Second, they deny the Lord.
第三，他们是邪淫的人。
And they do evil.
第四呢，他们是贪财的人。
And they are greedy.
那么这段经文只是谈到他们的特征。
And this only talks about their characteristics.
而没有谈到他们的行为。
It did not talk about their actions.
但是今天刚才我们所念那段经文却暴露了他们的行为。
But the passage that we read exposed their actions.
这句经文说他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知惧怕。
And this verse says, daring, self-willed, they do not tremble when they rebel angelic majesties.
那么然后在十二节又这么说，但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿宰杀的，他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。
But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed.
行得不义就得了不义的工价，这些人喜爱白昼厌乐，他们已被玷污又有瑕疵，正与你们一同作戏，就以自己的诡诈为快乐，他们满眼是淫事，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。
Suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong, they count a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children.
正如圣经所说，他们好像那些残暴的狼。
And just as the scripture says that they are vicious wolves.
那么披着这个羊皮，引诱那些心不坚固的人。
There are wolves in sheep clothing, enticing people that's easily enticed.
那么假教师所用的方法是狡猾的。
And the methods that false teachers use is very sly.
他们带来给教会很大的伤害。
They bring much harm to the church.
那么使到教会失去见证。
Causing the church to lose its testimony.
那么因此彼得提醒教会要防备他们。
Therefore, Peter warns the church to be on guard against them.
不要掉进他们的陷阱里面。
And not to fall into their trap.
然后从今天早上我们所看的经文，我们可以看到假教师一共有三个所作所为。
And from today's passage, we see that false teachers have three different types of acts.
那么第一个作为就是他们的毁谤。
First is the blasphemy of false teachers.
就是在第十节后半句到十二节。
It's from the second part of verse 10 to verse 12.
他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知道，不计划。就是天使虽然力量全能更大，还不用毁谤的话在主面前告他们。但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿宰杀的。他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。
Daring self-will, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties, whereas angels who are greater in might and power do not bring a reviling judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed.
那么同样的，在犹大书第一章第八节到第九节也这么说。
Likewise in Jude, verses 8 to 9 it says,
他说这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体、轻慢主职的、毁谤在尊位的。
Yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh and reject authority and revile angelic majesties.
天使长米迦勒为摩西的尸首与魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用毁谤的话罪责他，只说主责备你吧。
But Michael, the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you."
所以做梦的人是指这个假教师。
So those who dream is referring to the false teachers.
他们胆大任性，竟敢毁谤在尊位的。
They are so bold as to revile angelic majesties.
连这个天使长米迦勒都不敢这么做。
Even the archangel Michael didn't dare to do so.
然后虽然这个米迦勒他比这些假教师他的全能他的力量更大。
Even though Michael had much more authority and power than these false teachers.
他也不敢在毁谤的话来在神的面前告他。
He did not dare pronounce, make a pronouncement against the devil.
当然这个他就是这个魔鬼。
It's referring to the devil.
那么这两段经文说明这些假教师心里面充满了这个傲气。
So here it says that the false teachers are full of pride.
那么他胆大任性，甚至那些尊位的也不怕。
He is so prideful that he dared to not even respect that which is respectable.
啊，不但不怕，还毁谤他们。
And not only did he not fear them, but he reviled them.
所以这些假教师把他们提高到一个地步。
So the false teachers lift themselves to a certain point.
连那些尊位的也不把他们放在眼中。
Even though those things of majesty, he did not consider them.
所以这个傲气带来 很多问题。
So the pride brings about much problem.
所以当一个人感到骄傲的时候
，So when a person is prideful,
他只是看到自己
，He only sees himself.
没有把别人放在眼中
，He does not see others.
这个掌权是神所设立的
，The authorities comes from God.
然后无论是政府的权力
，Whether it's the authority of the government,
或者主人的权力。
Or the authority of a master.
或者做父母的权利。
Or the authority of parents.
啊，这些都是神所设立的。
These are established by God.
违背神的，违背掌权者的就是违背神。
And those who disobey the authority is disobeying God.
但是这些假教师却违背神所设立的。
Yet, these false teachers, reject the authority that are placed over them.
他们毁谤这些尊位的。
And they revile angelic majesties.
所谓尊位在这里是指那些犯罪的天使。
And the angelic majesties is referring to those, angels who have sinned.
那么天使有两种。
There are two types of angels.
一种就是好的天使。
There are the good angels.
那么另外就是不好的天使。
And the bad ones.
不好的天使曾经违背神，后来与神敌对。
And the bad angels, at one point they turned against God and they have left God.
那么圣经称他们魔鬼撒旦或者这些邪灵。
And the Bible refers to them as Satan and the evil spirits.
那么圣经也说魔鬼撒旦是空中的掌权者。
And the Bible says that Satan and the devil is the ruler of the heavenly realms.
然后管制这个幽暗的世界。
And he is in charge of the dark world.
所以魔鬼的势力还有他的存在是不可以否认的。
So the existence of Satan and his authority is not something to be questioned.
然后虽然如此，这些假教师却毁谤他们。
Even so, the false teachers revile them.
那么因此彼得说他们是没有灵性的这个畜类。
So, Peter calls them those without a soul.
准备捉来被宰杀。
That they're to be captured and killed.
因为人跟动物是不一样的。
Because men and animals are different.
人是有灵性的。
Men are born with a soul.
然后如果一个人失去了他的灵性。
And if a person loses it,
就好像一个动物一样。
He would be like an animal.
所以彼得说这些假教师好像动物一样。
And so Peter compares the false teachers to the animals.
他没有灵性。
They are without that spiritual part.
他好像一个残暴的狼寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
He is like a vicious wolf that's seeking animals to devour.
当我们刚搬来这个 Albuquerque 的时候
When we first moved to Albuquerque,
我们搬进我们的新家
We moved to our new home.
我们在那里经常看到这个郊狼的出现
And oftentimes we see coyotes.
那么这些郊狼寻找那些软弱的弱小的动物把它们吞吃
And these coyotes look for small animals to swallow.
那个时候我们家里养了一只小狗真的是很小 就这么大。
And at that time, we had a small dog about this big in our home.
然后有一个早上天就要亮的时候。
One morning, when it was about, the sun was about to come up.
我就把这个小狗放到后院去。
I put our dog outside to the backyard.
然后突然间我看到两只郊狼站在这个后院的围墙上。
Suddenly, I saw two coyotes, on the wall.
然后从这个围墙跳下来。
And they jumped, into our yard.
那么攻击我们这个小狗。
And attack our little dog.
那么当时我立刻走出去把他们赶走。
I quickly went out to chase them away.
但是太迟了，小狗已经被攻击。
But it was too late, the dog was attacked.
而且它的眼睛受到伤害。
And it received injury in its eye.
然后真的这些啊、野狼很残暴。
Truly, these wolves are very vicious.
所以圣经说这些假教师好像那些残暴的狼。
So the Bible tells us that these false teachers are like vicious wolves.
没有灵性，寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
They have no soul and they're seeking to devour those prey.
啊，这个是假教师第一个行为，就是他们毁谤。
And so this is the first act of the false teachers. The blasphemy of false teachers.
那么第二个作为呢？彼得说是他们的厌啊、贪厌。
And the second thing is they revel in pleasure.
那么假教师其中一个特征就是他们的心是一个贪念的心。
So one characteristic of false teachers is that in their heart they seek pleasure.
啊，他们利用这个捏造的言语在人的面前取利。
They use false words to gain privilege from men.
啊，目的不是啊为了别人。
It's not for the sake of others.
而是为了自己的利益。
But it's for their own personal benefit.
所以在第十三节彼得这么说。
So in verse 13 it says.
说行的不义就得了不义的工价，这些人喜爱摆奏宴乐，他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵，正与你们一同作戏，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
Suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong, they count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. There are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you.
那假教师，教师的真假可以从他们的生活行为分辨出来。
So the truthfulness of the falsehood of a teacher could be distinguished because of their lives.
啊，一个真的先知。
A true prophet.
啊，一位真的教师。
A true teacher.
一位真的基督徒。
A true Christian.
所寻求的不是快乐的生活。
What they seek is not the pleasures of life.
啊，短暂的宴乐。
The short pleasures of life.
那么，而是彼得前书第一章第四节所说的。
But what First Peter 1:4 says.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。为你们存留在天上的基业。
To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
我基督徒不是为了这个短暂的世界而活。
Christians should not live for the temporal world.
而是为了这个永恒的国度而活。
But we ought to live for the eternal kingdom.
但是这些假教师的目的就是要寻求一个宴乐的生活。
But the purpose of the false teacher is to seek out a pleasant life.
他们以这个不公义的手段来得到这个不公义的工价。
They use unrighteous ways to gain the unrighteous wages.
来满足他们的私欲。
To satisfy their own pleasure.
那么宴乐的生活不是从神而来的。
So, the life of ease is not from God.
Life of pleasure.
Pleasure.
Yeah.雅各书第四章第三节这么说。
And so, James 4:3 says,
他说你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motive, so that you may spend it on your pleasures.
所以神不会听一个寻求宴乐的人的祷告。
So God will not listen to the prayer of one who seeks pleasures.
那么假教师不只出现在古代。
False teachers not only appear in the old days.
那么现今的世代也有假教师。
But in modern days, there's still false teachers.
那么有时候我看这个寄来教会的信件的时候。
Sometimes when I look at the mails that come to church.
要求教会奉献金钱给他们。
Asking church for donations.
然后有些是真的，有些是假的。
Some are true, some are false.
所以当奉献金钱的时候必须要认清到底是真的还是假的。
So when you give, you must discern whether this is true or false.
然后在电视上有一些教师要特别的小心。
And we especially need to be careful of many of the teachers on TV.
所以彼得在这边说，他说这些假教师喜爱在摆奏宴乐。
So Peter says that these false teachers love to be living a life of pleasure.
啊，他们所做的是公开的。
What they do is open.
啊，彼得说他们还与基督徒作戏。
And it says they carouse with you.
那么我在神学院念书的时候，在一间华人教会做实习。
And when I was in the seminary, I worked in a Chinese church.
然后我的工作就是协助这个主任牧师。
My job was to be assistant to the main pastor.
那么包括处理教会寄来的信件。
Includes taking care of the letters that come to church.
然后有一天我收到从一个机构寄来的一封信。
And one day I received a letter from an organization.
那么要求教会的牧师参加他们一个早餐聚会。
Asking the pastor to take part in a breakfast.
那么当时我不知道这个机构的主持人到底是谁。
At that time, I didn't know who the organizer was.
那么后来我发现这个主持人是一位假教师。
Later on, I realized that the organizer was a false teacher.
他拥有一座几百万的一个房子。
He owns $1 million home.
过着一个很奢侈的一个生活。
And lived a life of luxury.
所以假教师不止在白昼过着一个艳乐的生活。
So, false teachers not only do they revel in daytime.
也进入这个教会与基督徒作戏。
And they also carouse with the Christians.
目的就是要在人的身上取利。
And for the purpose of gaining benefits from people.
而引诱那些心不坚固的人。
And to draw away those whose hearts are not firm.
除此之外，彼得说他们满眼是淫事，定睛在那些脆弱的女人。
And besides that, Peter says that their focus is wrong and adulterous.
那么就如保罗在提摩太后书三章六节这么说。
Just as Second Timothy Paul wrote.
那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的正是这个人，这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱。
For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses.
那假教师的目标就是引诱那些心不坚固的人。
And the goal of false teachers is to captivate and draw away those whose hearts are not firm.
还有引诱那些牢笼无知的妇女。
And to captivate weak women weighed down with sins.
他们好像一个残暴的狼。
They are as vicious wolves.
然后披着狼皮，寻找那些可以吞吃的人。
In sheep's clothing, looking for people to devour.
然后一只野狼不会寻找那些狮子或者老虎来吞吃。
A wolf would not seek out a lion to devour.
他们会寻找那些软弱。弱小的动物来吞噬。
They seek out the animals are weak in order to devour them.
那么就好像刚才我讲那两个郊狼在我们后院想要吞噬我们的小狗一样。
Just as I mentioned earlier, with the two coyotes that wanted to eat my dog.
那么同样的假教师只寻找那些心不坚固的人和那些无知的人。
Likewise, false teachers only seek out those whose hearts are weak.
那么上次我说过，如果要辨别一个教师的真假
，And last week I mentioned that if you're going to discern between the true and false teachers，
我就用这个钞票来做个比喻。
And I use the bill as an example。
钞票有真也有假的。
The bills have real bills or counterfeit。
但是如果我们能够辨别钞票的真假，我们知道哪一个是真，哪个是假。
But we need to discern between the real bills and the counterfeit bills.
那同样的，如果我们知道假教师的真假，我们必须要知道他们的来龙去脉。
And likewise, we also need to be able to discern between the false and the true teachers.
我初初信主的时候，我认识一位朋友。
When I first became a Christian, I met a friend.
是一位从这个真耶稣教会的来的。
And this friend came from the Church of the True Christ.
True
Jesus Church.
他经常来找我。
And he came and looked for me often.
跟我谈他教会的信仰。
And talked to me about the beliefs of their church.
然后真耶稣教会所用的圣经也是这本圣经。
So they use the same Bible.
但是 这位弟兄就跟我分享说
But this man shared with me.
他说他所信的耶稣才是真的。
He said the Jesus that he believed in was a real one.
那么其他教会所信的都是假的。
All the other churches believe in the wrong Jesus.
那么他还说，如果一个人要得救，必须要圣灵充满。
And he said that in order for a person to be saved, he must be filled with the Spirit.
那么而且会讲方言。
He must be able to speak in tongues.
所以我刚信主不久。
I had just become a Christian not long.
那么对圣经的认识也不深。
I didn't have very deep understanding of the Scripture.
因此没有办法辨别。到底他所说的是真还是假
Therefore, I was not able to discern whether what he said was true or false.
所以心里感到非常的困扰
So I was really bothered by it.
我感谢主，刚好我哥哥从外地回来
Thank God, my brother had just came back from elsewhere.
因为他在神学院念书
Because he was studying in the seminary.
所以他把这个圣经的真理讲解给我
He shared the truth of Scripture with me.
使到我知道什么是真，什么是假的。
So I was able to understand what is true, what's false.
所以异端的教导通常都是断章取义。
So the teachings of cults usually is taking things out of context.
没有理解这个经文真正的意义。
Not understanding the true meaning of Scripture.
所以当我们看圣经的时候
，So when we look at Scripture,
无论我们是看一个词句。
Whether we're looking at a phrase,
一句经文
a passage, a verse,
一节经文或者一段经文
a verse or a passage,
我们必须要明白它的上下文
We must understand its context.
然后除了看它的上下文
besides its context,
我们必须看整章经文和整本圣经的内容
We must look at the content of the whole, chapter and the whole scripture.
然后明白这个书的目的
Understanding the purpose of the book.
明白这个书它的文学风格
Understand its literary style.
明白当时历史文化的背景
Understand the historical and cultural background.
和这个作者真正要表达的意义
And the true expression and meaning of the author.
不只要明白了解整本书的内容
Not only to understand the content of the whole book.
你要明白整本圣经所说的。
You must understand the context of the whole scripture.
所以对圣经的认识是非常重要的。
So it's extremely important for us to have an understanding of scripture.
然后认识越深
The deeper understanding we have of scripture.
然后辨别真假的能力就越强。
Our discernment against false and true things becomes stronger.
因为假教师所用的方法非常的高明。
Because false teachers use very good methods.
如果你对圣经不熟悉的话，很容易就被受骗。
If you're not familiar with scripture, you're easily deceived.
还有彼得后书第二章第十四节这句经文这么说。
In 2 Peter 2:14 it says,
那么心中习惯了贪婪。
They are experts in greed.
我特地用 NIV 这个 translation, they are experts in greed.
I purposely use the NIV translation.
因为这些假教师他知道怎么骗你的钱。
Because these false teachers know exactly how to cheat you.
因为这个是他们的专长。
Because that's their experts.
也是假教师的一个特征。
And that's one of their characteristics.
所以为了满足他们的私欲，他们以这个不义的手段来得到这个不义之财。
So for the purpose of satisfying their own personal pleasure, they use unrighteous ways to gain unrighteous wages.
所以假教师第一个作为就是毁谤。
So the first act of false teachers is blasphemy.
第二个行为就是贪厌。
And second is they revel in pleasure.
然后第三个，彼得说他们随从这个巴兰的榜样。
And thirdly, Peter says they follow the example of Balaam.
所以彼得在今天的这段经文里面，以这个旧约的一个人物来做一个结论。
So in this passage, Peter uses an Old Testament character as a conclusion.
那么这个人的名字叫做巴兰。
This man's name is Balaam.
他是圣经说他是比俄的儿子。
And the Bible says he's son of Beor.
然后巴兰这个人到底是谁
So who is Balaam?
如果你要知道他是谁你去看民数记 第22章到25章。
If you want to know who he is, turn to Numbers chapter 22 to 25.
然后巴兰这个人是一个很神秘的人。
Balaam is a mysterious individual.
圣经说他是一个外邦人的先知。
Bible tells us that he is a prophet to the Gentiles.
被利用来咒诅这个以色列人。
He was used to curse Israel.
那么当时有一位王，他的名字叫做巴勒。
At that time, there's a king named Balak.
因为他怕这个以色列人，因此他就向这个巴兰求助。
Because he was afraid of the Israelites, so he asked for help from Balaam.
巴兰自己知道他不应当不应当去帮助这个王来咒诅以色列人。
Balaam knew that he should not help this king Balak to curse the Israelites.
但是因为他贪爱钱财。
But because he loved money.
他宁愿违背神旨意。
He disobeyed God's will.
所以彼得在这里引用这个巴兰来说明这个假教师的贪婪。
And so Peter uses Balaam here to, as an example of false teachers.
所以根据这个民数记第22章第25章神告诉巴兰不可以帮助这位巴勒王。
So in Numbers chapter 22 to 25, God tells Balaam not to help King Balak.
那么起初这个巴兰就随从听从神的旨意。
Initially, Balaam obeyed God.
把这个巴勒王的使者都送回去。
And he sent back the ambassadors of King Balak.
但是后来巴勒王毁送更多的财物和利益给这个巴兰。
But King Balak again sent even more wealth and privileges to Balaam.
然后圣经说巴兰就重新检讨自己的这个决定。
So Balaam re-examined his decision.
最后他决定帮助这位外邦王。
Finally, he decided to go and help this Gentile king.
很奇妙的，因此神用了个驴来责备这个巴兰。
The amazingly, God used a donkey to rebuke Balaam.
那么神使到这个驴子开始讲话。
God caused this donkey to start talking.
那么阻止这个巴兰所要做的事情。
To prevent Balaam from doing what he planned to do.
那么使到这个巴兰忽然间醒悟过来。
So Balaam came to his senses.
然后巴兰最大的问题就是贪爱钱财。
Balaam, his biggest problem was his love of money.
所以当一个人贪爱这个钱财的时候，
So when an individual loves money,
特别是那些不义之财，
especially the unrighteous gain,
那么将会带来很严重的后果。
It brings about very awful consequences.
那么就如保罗在提摩太前书第六章第七节到第八节所说，
Just as what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 7 to 8,
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗，而许多人无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以巴兰所得来的后果是很悲惨的。
So the consequence of Balaam was very sad.
那么神的审判临到巴兰的身上。
God's judgment was on Balaam.
那当以色列人跟这个米甸人打仗的时候。
When the Israelites fought against the Midianites.
那么以色列人除了把米甸人的五个王杀害。
And Israelites besides killing the five kings of Midian.
那么同时也把巴兰杀了。
They also killed Balaam.
那么在新约圣经里面，这个人的名字叫做犹大。
And in the New Testament, a man named Judas.
因为他贪爱钱财，出卖了耶稣。
Because of his love of money, he sold Jesus.
然后得来的后果是不可以想象的。
And he had an unthinkable consequence.
犹大是被吊死的。
He hung himself.
然后在圣经里面，《使徒行传》也谈到两个人。
And in the book of Acts, it talks about two people.
也就是亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
Ananias and Sapphira.
因为把应当奉献的金钱留下几份给自己。
Because they kept what they were going to offer part of it for themselves.
然后神的审判后来就临到他们的身上。
God's judgment came upon them.
那么圣经说他们立刻伏倒在地上断气了，死在使徒的跟前。
The Bible tells us that they fell down dead before the feet of the apostles.
我贪财是万恶之根，是神所恨恶的。
Love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and it's something that God hates.
那么假先知随从巴兰的榜样，后果是不堪设想的。
And the false teachers following the example of Balaam, their consequence is unthinkable.
所以这些假教师的行为，第一就是毁谤。
So the acts of false teachers, first they blaspheme.
第二是贪婪。
Second, they revel in pleasure.
或者贪厌。
They're greedy.
那么第三，他随从这个巴兰的榜样。
Thirdly, they follow the example of Balaam.
所以要认识，要抵挡这些假教师。
So in order for us to know and to resist the false teachers,
我们必须要能够辨别他们的特征和他们的行为。
We must be able to discern their characteristics and their actions.
那么如果要辨别一位教师的真假
，If we are to discern the actions of the true false teachers.
我们必须要对这本圣经有很深入的认识。
We must have a deep understanding of scripture.
你是否有读这本圣经？
Do you read the Bible?
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time to meditate on today's message.
你对这个圣经的认识有多深？
How deep is your understanding of scripture?
你是否有用你时间来去读这本圣经？
Do you spend time to read this scripture?
深入地去了解这本圣经。
And to understand deeply the Bible.
如果没有的话，你属灵的生命的根基是很肤浅的。
If not, then your spiritual foundation is very shallow.
不能够承受那些外来的压力。
And cannot withstand the pressure from outside.
更不能够辨别什么是真，什么是假的。
And cannot discern the true from the false.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你赐给我们一个渴慕你话语的心。
Please give us a heart that seek after your word.
让我们能够更加的亲近你。
So we may draw closer to you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.